State lawmakers could move to vote on a bill that would change the process for redistricting. It's Tuesday, February 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Congressman Mike Gallagher will not be running for re-election, so Joe Schultz has more on who a potential successor could be. And state legislators are moving to shore up emergency hospital services in Chippewa and Eau Claire counties after the announcement of multiple hospital and clinic closings in the area. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Republican lawmakers in the state are fueling speculation with the possible vote on a new redistricting bill. As written, the bill would change the process for redistricting in Wisconsin. Last month, Republicans used a similar bill to attempt to pass new voting maps. Last week, the Senate's top Republicans said they were considering passing another set of maps that are identical to the ones that Governor Tony Evers submitted to the state Supreme Court. Loyola Marymount Law School professor Justin Levitt said it's possible Republicans are conceding an expected loss before the state Supreme Court, but they could also be laying the groundwork for a new federal lawsuit.
In a situation like this, they may not be looking for a win. They may just be looking for a win that's long enough to stall.
Evers vetoed the GOP's last attempt to pass new maps. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher's decision not to seek re-election has left his seat wide open. Joe Schultz has more on a potential successor.
At least three Republicans are considering the race. They include former state senator Roger Roth, current state senator Andre Jacques, and Trump ally Alex Brusewitz, a Wisconsin native living in Florida. Brusewitz says he would move back to Wisconsin if he runs for the seat.
I was an early supporter of the MAGA movement. I got retweeted by President Trump for the first time when I was 17 years old.
Potential Democratic candidates include former journalist Kelly Peterson, Navy veteran Alicia Saunders, and OBGYN Kristen Lyerly. Lyerly says she fears the district could move further to the right if Republicans win.
These MAGA extremists know that their political lives are tied to Donald Trump, but the people are sick of it.
A Democrat hasn't won Gallagher's district since 2008. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Since 2017, Wisconsin's home bakers have been able to sell a variety of homemade goods to consumers, but a new bill making its way through the state legislature could limit the size of those cottage industries. The assembly bill would set a new revenue cap for homemade food products at $20,000. A similar bill in the Senate would set a cap at $25,000. Joby Murray is the board president of the Wisconsin Cottage Food Association. She told WPR's The Morning Show that the cap is prohibitive and would impact a growing group of loyal customers.
Consumers are proving that they do want to know where their food comes from, that they want to know who their producers are and who the bakers are and who's making their bread and being able to have a conversation with them.
Supporters of the bill say the lack of regulation gives home bakers an unfair advantage over brick and mortar stores. The plan received a public hearing but has yet to receive a vote in either the Senate or Assembly. Wisconsin legislators are moving to shore up emergency hospital services in Chippewa and Eau Claire counties. As Robert DeAndrea reports, the plan comes as hospitals are closing in the region.
Hospital Sisters Health System announced last month that it will close its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Before that announcement, the state had set aside $15 million for the system to expand psychiatric care. Now legislators are looking to use that money to safeguard emergency department services in the communities. Representative Clint Moses says lawmakers will also need to look for long-term solutions.
This is urgent. This is something we need to do now. So it's kind of an emergency to try and at least fill the gap for the short term until things can kind of ramp up to the point that we can meet the needs of the healthcare in the Chippewa Valley.
Senator Tammy Baldwin is also calling on HSHS to delay the closures. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Wisconsin recently ranked dead last among all 50 states when it comes to arts funding. I'll be chatting with the executive director and CEO of the Museum of Wisconsin Art about what this means for art organizations here in the state. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
For years, Wisconsin has been at the back of the pack in the country for arts funding. The National Assembly of State Art Agencies says the state spends about 18 cents per capita on arts funding. That's compared to about $9.67 in Minnesota and $5.11 in Illinois. Joining us now to talk about what this means for arts organizations is Lori Winters. She's the executive director and CEO of the Museum of Wisconsin Art. So what's going on in Wisconsin? Why are we spending so little on the arts? That number's jarring, 18 cents compared to nearly $10 in Minnesota.
You know, it used to be embarrassing because we used to be sort of second to last. And then as of 2023, we are now 50th out of all the 50th states in supporting arts and culture. So it's a complicated story. In Wisconsin, it's been an uphill battle to get the attention of the governor, the legislature. More often than not, I would say, to getting the attention of the legislature is the issue. The economic impact of arts and culture in Wisconsin is phenomenal. It's $10.8 billion a year. That is a worthy cause. The other driving factor has been tourism dollars. Tourism, you know, the museums, the arts and cultural activities are major centers of tourism dollars, bringing people into the state, providing positive cultural experience.
What's the impact on the art organizations themselves because of this low level of funding, or maybe the communities around those organizations?
I joined the Museum of Wisconsin Art, which is located about 45 minutes north of Milwaukee in a small town called West Bend. Population of 31,000. When I joined the museum a decade ago, we talked with our city officials about the benefits of tourism and perhaps there should be more emphasis on that. The response at that time, again, a different leadership at that time, but it was really focused on industry. Well, fine. Now, 10 years later, after seeing the success of our small institution in West Bend, they're now talking about a renewed focus on tourism. We bring into the small town of 31,000 about $3 million a year. That's through hotel stays, through half-day trips to the institution where people have lunch, they fill their tanks with gas, they spend money in the cute shops on Main Street. And so all of that has helped bring in about $3 million a year. Even during the pandemic period, we were still bringing in dollars into the community. But, you know, we had to really demonstrate our worth and our value as an economic catalyst in the community. And I think we have, but unfortunately, it's been an uphill battle.
Some people would argue that there are a lot of needs that the state has to take care of and that maybe the arts should fall under private funding and come from individuals or corporations or the private sector. What do you say to that?
Well, that private philanthropy has stepped up to fill the gap. You know, speaking for the museum directors in the state, it is greatly appreciated. And the museums are what we are today, thanks to the private sector. But it's not without problems. It has unfortunately created a fiercely competitive environment for those philanthropic dollars. It tends to pit one arts organization against another. And related to that is the impression that philanthropic giving creates. And that is an impression in which the arts and culture are funded by the wealthy for the wealthy. And it creates a sense of not being welcome, but not belonging to the arts organizations. And of course, that's the last thing that the arts organizations want. We all strive to create a sense of access and belonging. And, you know, we want to reach every member of our state.
Lori Winters, Executive Director and CEO of the Museum of Wisconsin Art. Thanks for helping shed some light on a topic that many listeners might not know about. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. Don't forget, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Make sure you just keep that in the front of your mind. Hey, our producers for the show today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you can catch us every single weekday morning. So yes, we'll be here on Valentine's Day tomorrow to make sure it's a special day for you. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.